You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Drug driving is an issue that New Zealand is yet to get a grasp on. While drug impairment resulted in 71 deaths on our road last year, it has been acknowledged by both the Minister of Police and Minister of Transportation that there is no clear linear relationship between the presence of drugs and potential impairment. When we're talking about impairment, we're not only talking about currently illegal drugs, but also prescription medication. So with the referendum on cannabis legalisation approaching quite fast, it is time that we speak out. A public consultation has been launched into the safety testing of drug driving, and this will conclude on the 28th of June to get a general consensus on the public's opinion. Well, I spoke with Fiona Hutton, the senior lecturer at the School of Social and Cultural Studies at Victoria University of Wellington, to discuss this issue around testing drug driving.
Well, I think one of the issues around this is that we can test for the detection of drugs like cannabis or methamphetamine or whatever, but we are unable to test the level of impairment. So if we think about cannabis, most people are aware that it can stay in your system for quite a long time. So if you use cannabis or smoke a joint on a Saturday night and then go to work on a Monday morning, you're not impaired, but if you get drug tested at the roadside, then, you know, you'll be prosecuted for drug impaired driving when you're not actually impaired. So yes, the cannabis is still in your system, but it's not affecting how you operate that morning or that working week. So I think that's a huge issue, and as I understand it, the government has put forward this consultation document, and the Transport Minister has put forward the consultation document, and it will be about just testing for presence of drugs, which, to be honest, I don't think is acceptable. And if we're going to introduce something which is going to potentially have a large impact on New Zealanders, more so on some populations than others, then we need to make sure that we're doing it properly and we're actually testing people for impairment rather than just detecting drugs in their system.
So if we take the statistics of drug driving in New Zealand, drug impairment, it resulted in what we believe is 71 deaths on the road last year. This was just from seeing that there were drugs or narcotics in their systems. Compare this to the 100 or so from drunk driving. Mm-hmm. You know, it's clear that this is an issue not unlike intoxication on our roads. But as you've said, testing for this these substances aren't as straightforward as drivers impaired by alcohol. So what are the limitations? Is it in the fact that we don't have the available technologies? Are there technologies out there? What are some of the reasons that we can't test for this just like we test for alcohol in someone's system?
Well, I think the technology side of things is not 100% my area, but I think I'm right in saying that we do not have the technology as yet to test for. We can test for some illegal substances. We can't test for whether people are impaired, just for whether they're in their system. So we can test for particular substances, but we can't test for things like synthetic cannabinoids, for example. Mm-hmm. Lots of new psychoactive substances won't show up on those kinds of tests. Mm-hmm. So I think that's one of the problems, is that we don't have the technology. But I think it's part of a wider issue around, is this really the best way to be addressing the issue of any impairment from driving through alcohol or other drugs? And I think, again, that I'm right in saying, I heard the Transport Minister say this morning or yesterday that legislation is already in place to prosecute people who can be proven to be impaired in their driving through alcohol or other drugs in their system that have actually impaired them. So my question would be then, why do we need to add another layer to that? Why do we need another layer of, you know, sort of prosecutions for drugs offences, which will target certain groups like Māori? We know that we have racism and bias in our criminal justice system at all levels. Mm-hmm. So why are we introducing another system which could potentially be highly punitive on groups that are already over-policed. Now, I'm also not wanting to be saying that, you know, drug driving isn't a problem, that drink driving isn't a problem, that we, you know, it's perfectly fine to have people impaired on the road, so that's absolutely not what I'm saying at all. And we don't want impaired drivers on our roads. That is already happening as well. I think this is a really important point, as the statistics bear out. So people are impaired in a number of ways, through alcohol, as you point out, but also through prescription medications as well as illicit drugs. So drug driving is already here, and I think, you know, the seeming creation of it by some sections of the media as like, oh my God, this is going to be a new problem when we have cannabis legalization, is really misleading. So drug law reform is not going to cause drug impaired driving because it's already here. So I think we do need to address deaths on the road, of course we do, but I would question whether this is, you know, roadside testing, saliva testing, which in Australia is demonstrated to only be about 60 or 70% accurate anyway, for presence, just to detect the presence, never mind impairment, would question whether this is actually the best way to go about it.
It's interesting how you talk about, you know, the way we will regulate this, because as you were saying, you know, both Minister of Transport and Minister of Police have acknowledged that there is no clear linear relationship between the presence of drugs and the potential impairment. I guess this makes me ask now is that with this inability from most of our testing methods to distinguish between the presence of drugs and, you know, an actual impairment, is where would we draw the line in the sand? As you're saying, is roadside testing the best thing to do, random drug testing, or is it more of a matter of breaking down the actual substances of someone's system and determining from there? I guess it's a question that could go further. But yeah, where do you think we should draw the line in the sand?
I mean, I think that's a very difficult question. And I think any line in the sand on this issue is going to be wobbly and have little dots in it and uncertainties and so on. Random testing, absolutely not. Roadside testing, I'm not keen on that idea really for the reasons that I've just outlined. And I think, yeah, it's a really thorny, complex issue. So how do we address it? I mean, I think in terms of, you know, driving safety and so on, that New Zealand does a really good, well, actually globally, I think we've managed to shift the culture somewhat around drink driving. So I think we could try and do the same thing around drug-impaired driving, which is not going to be a magic bullet overnight.
No.
It's going to obviously take time. These shifts in, you know, cultures around things take time. Obviously, little comfort for people who have had, you know, family members, friends and so on killed as a result of, you know, people who have alcohol and other drugs in their system. And I think that this is also a problem because many people who are, have been involved in fatal crashes, as the report outlines, have a number of drugs in their system. So how do we say which drug it was that caused the impairment if that's the case? So if someone tests positive for alcohol and cannabis, well, you know, how can we say it was cannabis or how can we say it was alcohol? If they test positive for cannabis and methamphetamine, well, which one is, you know, we're going to say caused the accident? And I think, you know, that's a real problem if we're thinking about bringing in a new legislative regime as well. Regime is the word that's being used, which is slightly unsettling. So if we're going to bring in new legislation around this, then we're going to have to be really certain, if we're going to be prosecuting people under that legislation, that cannabis did actually impair their driving, right? Because we don't want to have another, you know, hardcore sort of war on drugs, punitive approach to this issue, which I don't think will be helpful.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.